Okay. Yeah, let's try to finish up with the Nasa Mubal Brahi, and if we can, we'll try to start Yadayim Mochikos. I hope everybody's gone through the Shaka Bataria. And again, I don't want to weigh down too much because I want to really get to the goal is really to get as quickly as we can to Kaddish B'Milva, which is Vav Amud Beis. But it's all connected to what we're obviously trying to do here. So, just make sure that you've seen the Shaka Bataria well, the Tosas, the Rambams and Psakim, those Akelim I mentioned. Also, just some of the Chachmei Sfarad who discuss this question of Psak and what the problem of Yadayim She'en Mochichos is. Ramban, in the middle of the piece, Dibra Maskel Amar Shmuel. I'll probably give you a few more things to see, but just so we can go as quickly as we can. And also in the middle of the Dibra Maskel, the Ike Derami, that's in Ramban. And the Rajba, in the middle of the Hod de Tanan, where the part where he speaks about the Inyan Psak Halacha. And the Ritva in particular has some important comments. The Ritva Dibra Maskel Shmuel and Dibra Maskel, Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, and the end of Dibra Maskel, Hechadami, where he starts with Miu Bishakanu Miyado. Okay, and we'll see a few more things, but we'll see what the connection is, obviously. We've been building to that, so hopefully we'll get to it. So before we do that, let me finish discussing the issues that we were, and then I want to go back and talk, in light of everything that we've done, a little bit more specifically about the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, to try to finish off all of this. So the last thing we were discussing, again, we've been trying to build a paradigm and trying to fill in the pieces in different ways, that the idea of Nas, of Amrahi, and therefore the question of Nasan Huv Amrahi, Nasnahiv Amrahu, whether they're the same or not, whether they're different weights, whether one can compensate for the other, etc., are they different kind of problems. So basically, we've been developing three perspectives. And typically, right, there are obviously variations on each of the three, which we've been seeing and which we'll see a little more today. The three being that either Amira, even though this is the most mechudash in a certain way, that even though Amira isn't explicit in the psukim, that it is implied either in the words, but especially, even if it's in the words, it's certainly because of the role that it plays or the nature or character of what it is and what it's trying to accomplish in Kiyikach, meaning it's a positive requirement in Ishus. And again, the Kadshim comparison, the Tziros HaKalos comparison is all part of that whole discussion. In which case, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Nasan and the Amar are equivalent, but certainly if they are equivalent and interchangeable, both as a demand or, one a compensation for the other, all of this is implied. If you eliminate every other factor in this whole equation, namely, there's no Gili Milsa, as we'll discuss, there's no Gili Milsa problem in terms of, understanding what everybody means. There's no Eidei Kiyum problem, which we've touched on but haven't discussed sufficiently. There's no Pagam, let's say, of role reversal or her being active. If you eliminate those elements and you still require some sort of an Amira, then what's strongly implied is that Amira is part of this process. Again, equal to Nasina, not necessarily, but maybe, but definitely as a positive requirement. And that says something very important about Kiddushin. Similarly, if the Lashonos of Kiddushin take on greater meaning, not just as negatives, like say the wrong Lashon, that isn't Kiddushin, but again, you require like a certain kind of a Lashon. Neutral Lashonos, even if we understand what you mean, are not good enough either. You have to say something that precisely conveys what Kiddushin is really all about. Again, that would imply that there is a real requirement of Amira. And that's why the next two sugyas, the small double sugya, which is Yadayim She'en Mochichos, and the specific Lashonos, become important because they might highlight exactly this perspective, namely that even if you eliminate, Gili Milsa, Birur, Umdira, what everybody means type issues, and you eliminate the other factors as well, it sounds like there is some required emphasis on Amira. And certainly, and that's what we're in the middle of discussing, if Shtar, right, requires an Amira, even though, it seems to satisfy pretty much everything else, meaning there's no interference or role reversal problem, there's no Birur problem, if you still require Amira, even in the case of Shtar, that also points in this direction that there is such a positive requirement. The only question is, if you take that view, and that's why I want to just add a little bit today from the Ramban and from the Ritva and from the Ran, and that is, do you really require like a Dibur Mefurash, like a formal Dibur, a formal Amira? Right? If you really require that, that's very much in keeping with this perspective. It's part of the kiyikach, it's part of the positive requirement, and so on. And therefore, it should really be, formulated in a very formal and specific and unambiguous way. That obviously puts a lot of pressure on asukim ba'oso inyan. Because even, again, in my answer to Aryeh, which is that according to this perspective, asukim ba'oso inyan is considered to be the amira. So that's fine and good, all things being equal, except it isn't so obvious. Now, as you could say, that asukim ba'oso inyan is certainly provides gili milsa and birur, maybe even other things, maybe even an informal amira or tziruf to amira, but does it really, sufficiently, qualify for an amira that has to be, that plays a role similar to that of Nesina, meaning that has to be formalized. So that's a question. I think the answer may have to be yes, according to some, but that isn't so odd. That could be a sticking point. If, though, and everybody has to live with asuka ba'oso inyan not requiring amira, if the answer is yes, namely that being mitzuraf to the informal amira of asukin is good enough for a positive amira, it's not just a reflection that all we care about is birur and gili milsa or non-interference with or non-role reversal, etc. If that is the case, so it opens up another question. And that is whether or not there aren't, because once we're allowing a kind of an expanded and less formal amira, even though we're saying that amira is part of this process, so where do you stop with that? And it's how far can you go with that without compromising even this very ambitious view? So again, asukin boso inyan is the place, obviously, to begin and to see how Rishonim formulate that. We've seen that a little bit already. We'll see it a little bit more. But we can ask the same question for the Rama, right, who says, hain is good enough. So the pashtus, as we said the other day, if hain is good enough, right, then what we're really saying is you don't need an amira, because she gave the amira, he said hain. The pashtus, that's gili milsa without amira. But we should note, as some of the achronim do, that the gra in Eben Ha'ezer, right, seems to say that hain is an amira, not just a birur. I think that's dochek, and I don't think that's, lamia's daiti. I don't think that's the simple shot of the Rama. But the fact that the gra could go further with it might be an example of the idea of, you can have the perspective of the requirement of amira, but, maybe there's a virtual amira, that works here as well, just like the perspective that's how asukim ba'oso inyan works. So if that is true, that might explain, not the only explanation, the lishonos of three rishonim. And I'm not sure if they're b'chad amachta or not. Meaning, I'm not sure whether what you say for the Ramban, what you say for the Ritva, and what you say for the Ran has to be the same thing. Maybe there's a difference between them. But all three, the Ramban, right, the Ritva, and the Ran, right, make comments that, or have a position, right, each one has a position that needs to be at least noted or registered, commented on. The Ramban, actually is significant in this sugya. Anyway, I already mentioned that he seems to be talking about Gili Milsa, which I think is true, but it seems like he goes further. First of all, Ramban has a very interesting idea, which you should just note. The Ramban thinks that Nosna he, the Amra he, might actually be better than Nosna he, right? The Amar who. So that's just an interesting phenomenon. Then he goes, you know, then he has other deos and maybe that isn't really true, right? But again, he's discussing the problem. This is agav. This is not what I was talking about a second ago. So I just want to mention it because it's just too good not to mention. He's bothered by the Pesika Milsa problem. Why the Gemara didn't, Nosna Hiba Amri is so obvious. They felt they needed to say that, but they didn't need to say Nosna Hiba. That's the Shita So against the Bahag and against the Raibid. That Nosna Hiba Amar Hu is not a Safek. It's Vaday no good. And the Ramban, like the Rajba, is very dismissive of Nasna Hiba Amaru. Like, Bemai Konile, they both say. Like, how would it work? And the Ramban, maybe even in one sense, a little bit differently, an emphasis. Ramban basically says, well, it's just a Chucha Utlula. Meaning, if it's going to be Nasna Hi, and it's going to be Amar, you know, who, right? So, what is he Mekadesh? You know, he's with her with. What's he saying? Right. If he's saying, you know, ani, you know, miskadesh la, so that's kitikach or kitilakach or whatever it is. If it's, I'm mekadesh her, but b'may kani, he's not giving her anything. So there's a chucho tlula here. But he says, maybe you could think that nasna hi ba'amra hi, maybe that's just an expansion of Adam Chashuv. Like a personal Adam Chashuv. Like we know this is an issue in Adam Chashuv, just like it's an issue in Lididi Shavali, right? How objective does Adam Chashuv need to be? Like, you know, the fact that I want you to have this and I want to be miskadeshus with it, that shows, you know, you're my, and I want to be your, you know, wife, right? Not me, but, right? I want to be the wife to this person, so... You know, she's not picking a manuval and a mukashkin. You know, that's her father's job. But, she obviously, you know, has regard for him. So says the Ramban, maybe nasna hi va'amra hi is a din in, an expanded Adam Chashuv. Right? But nasna hi va'amar hu, that's just a chucho tluva. Okay, so that's why the Gemara didn't even have to speak about Nasna Hiva Amar Hu, right? Even though it did say, by the way, Nasna Hiva Amar Hi is no good. Yeah.
You're just saying that exact opposite form. You have like the Rashba says that every Adam Chashuv, not every Isha necessarily wants to marry Adam Chashuv.
Yeah.
So even someone who's objectively not Adam Chashuv, you wouldn't necessarily
think of it. Yeah, exactly. So we'll talk about that when we get to Adam Chashuv, 100%. And of course, you know, again, this whole issue of, you know, who's an Adam Chashuv, subjective, objective. You know, even without being an Adam Chashuv, maybe it's less than a Pruta. Remember the Ran, the Rach, you know, and it's a very fascinating, you know, question. Okay. But anyways, that's an Agav. Where did this come from? Okay, that's an Agav comment about the Ramban. But the bigger point that I want to make in the Ramban is that he rejects, and that's why he rejects the Bahag. Like for him, Nasna Hiva Amrar, who is just, you know, like maybe the worst case ever. But for the Bahag and the Raibid, it's a Safek. And we already discussed why I think that is the case, because they're equating Nisina and Amira, either because neither are pivotal to the Maisa, or because each one is. Either way, the Izun of who's doing how much is what's more important for them, or that's why it's the same Safek. But whatever. The Ramban and Rajah both think that these are not comparable at all. And then we tried the other day with the Lishonos of the Rishonim, the Kiyikach, the Kitikach, the Kitilakach, etc., to show that even the Rishonim would think that, right, Amrahi is a problem, right? You know, probably some of them acknowledge that it's a different kind of a problem, and some don't. Some think everything is a kitikach problem. Some think everything is a kiikach omission. But anyways, what is important is, what is the suffek of nasan huva amrahi? This is what I do want to point out in Ramban. What is the nature of the suffek of nasan huva amrahi according to the Ramban? So we already know that for some Rishonim, it's exactly these fundamental questions. Is Amira part of the Maisa? Is Amira Ma'akev with the role reversal if it isn't part of the Maisa? Right? And so on. Fundamental halakhic questions, or, in the other extreme, right, either it's a question of its role in the Kiddushin, or its role or the din of, you know, role reversal as a factor, right, or a Gili Milsa problem, fine. But the way the Ramban formulates it is just a little bit different than all that. He says that the Safek in Nasan Huva Amrahi is Shema Pirsha Kavanoso. Right? Do we have that line somewhere? The last line in Ramban. The Afapi Shilopirishu Harehi Pirsha Hastam Sha'amanas Kain Nasan. So the question is, what does the Ramban mean by that one? So one way is, it's a little bit of a strange, you know, circumlocution. It's a little bulky, maybe, a little awkward. But what he really means is, again, the Gili Milsa question. We're just trying to figure out, you know, whether or not, but that's not normally how you would, you know, try to figure out, not normally how you would say, yes, she really hit it on the head, he's really interested in the Kiddushin. So is it possible that what the Ramban really means is you need Amira, right? And the question is whether the context of her Amira, his being present for her Amira, right, isn't, that her Amira isn't Mitzuraf to him. Her Amira is the Amira, minimalist Amira, informal Amira, right, that's Mitzuraf to his Nesina. I'm not sure, but I suspect that the Ramban may have that in mind. I suspect it even more in the Ritva. Okay, what does the Ritva do? So the Ritva makes it very clear. Do we have language? The Ritva makes it very clear, me rosh, that a mi rosso is a requirement. Much more so even than the Ramban. The Ritva says, again, Nasan Huva Amrahi, yeah. The Lav, again, he's discussing the problem of Chayshinim and Rabbanan. Like, what's the problem here? The Lav Mishum Damrinan, Midina Lahabe Kiddushin. The Havadai Amira Shelo Beinan. With the emphasis in this case on the kiyikach part. Meaning, it sounds like the Ritva is very comfortable with the idea that you definitely need his Amira. And that her Amira is pogim. And I think mostly because it's not his Amira, right? As opposed to the other way. Elatama desfeka mishum dechayshin en afapi sha'amra hi. Kivin shenasan hu shema hayadaita b'nisinaso al stam shalav. Okay, that could just be a gilui milsa issue, but then comes the next words. Uki'ilu amar la heilech kemo sha'amra. Now, why do you need to add those words? It sounds like what the Ritva might be saying is that we're mitzaref her words to him. He says, like, it's as if by doing or going ahead or not withdrawing or not looking horrified, he's saying, ditto, or right on, you know, or maybe the gruz, hey, right? Ki ilu omar la, heilech kemosha amra. Yafa pisha lo pirish kain, right? He says, it's really not enough, even if that really is his kavana. Mishum chumr deishasish chayshinu mohamed rabbanon l'shav yasafek mikudashas. This is only on a drabbanon level, but the drabbanon level here is a conceptual extension. Maybe we should worry, right, that we can accomplish the Amira of him that's required from him, the derech tziruf, in a kind of a virtual. Just one more second, and I'll get to you. So that's the second one. The third one is the Ran. Because the Ran here, as we know, very bothered by, we'll get back to this in a second, very bothered by the Rif, why is this only a Din Drabanan, and so on and so forth. Right? But in the end of the day, and he too, like the Ritva, and against the Shita L'Noda L'Mi, right? Remember, the Shita L'Noda L'Mi's answer for the Rif is, yeah, Amira zero. Right? And since it's zero, it's all just a Din Drabanan. Right? The Ran's view, right, is exactly the opposite, like the Ritva. That is, Doraisa, you need the Amira. And it's not Kiddushin. Midrabanan, Mishum Chumra Seishasish. Right? We are Choshesh. But the Ran, the way he formulates it, if we take it literally, adds an important Nakuda. And that is as follows. Because he discusses the problem of Shtika. One second. What is the problem of Amira? At least on a Drabanan level. Anybody have language? Here it is, one second.
When he discusses Tesis?
Here, one second, I've got it. The Efsha Shalafika Kosova Rif, the Khanim Nasna Hiva Mar, one second. That's out of Khashiv, you know, I'm gonna get to that, I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, so he's bothered by the Bahag. Why don't you say the Bahag? Again, it's an interesting question, right? The Ramban and the Rajba think the Bahag is absurd. Right? And they think that, you know, Nasna Hiva Amar, or at least Ramban thinks Nasna Hiva Amar who might be the worst case ever. Right? But the Ran, who actually, as I think Itamar noted the other day, certainly doesn't hold like the Bahag and the Raivid, right? But he doesn't think it's absurd, like the Ramban and the Rajba do. And he's bothered to explain it. That already says something, right? So he says, Dumididide dami misapkale, ba'adam shenu choshev, keichid misapkale benasanu v'amrahi. Without saying the words Bahag or Raivid, he's like, what's so terrible? Ikala Meymar, de lo dami, de bishlama nasan huva amrahi, kimin de bishas nasina amrahi, vuhu shasak, hareu kimaskim lidvareha. Kishem shanum romrim binasan huva amar huva shaskahi, de shtikadi da kehoda. The kanami kim chusok shosak bishas nasina, ye shlomar shu maskim lidvareha. Afa bishalopirish havale kimidabari maliske kidushin, binasan la kidusheha, velopirish. So, in this explanation, you could go two ways with the Ran so far, right? Just like with the Ritva and the Ramban. One is, all we care about is Gili Milsa, right? And therefore, again, as we noted, if you're comparing Shtikas Ha'adam to Shtikas Ha'isha, so then that means Gili Milsa, right? And Asukim Bosinian is also Gili Milsa, and so on. The Kaimelon Krabiosi, the Amar Dai, Hilkachi, Kilamemer, the Havale Kanasan Uva Amar Hu. Right? That's a problem in the Maisa. There he does quote it. Sveka velonir dvar. Then he says, "V'hai lishna darminan sveka habe v'chayshina midrabanan mesapkele tuva." Kivin the sveku habele sveka daraisa. Eichet kamer d'chayshina midrabanan. Benira shu sovar dechi aminon sveka lav dafka de midina pshitalan de lo have a kiddushin kivin de amrahi ela shachachamim mechmiru bedavar vaso kesafek velishna de sveka hu lefizeh lo asa shapir. Right? A Rambam kasa perkaniska nasan uva amrahi arezum kudashas misafek velo hiskrimin abana klap. By the way, Derech Agav, clearly the Ran did not read the Rambam like the Talmidei HaRajba and the Meiri, namely that he also means that it's Drabanan, just that it's Lashitaso, because the Ran is contrasting the Rambam with the Rif. He thinks that for the Rambam, the Safek here is a Safek Doraisa, and it's L'chumra, Doraisa.
Why?
What? Why what?
Why does it imply that?
Because he is contrasting it to the Rif. He's that's saying, Varanam Kasav. No, no, the Rif says we're going L'chumra. But he just says, he's bothered. You Rif say we're going L'chumra, but only because it's Drabanan, it should be Doraisa that we go L'chumra.
The Rif learns it's not a suffix at all.
But he's wondering why should you, but he's wondering why, since it is a suffix, should be whatever the Raisa. He's saying, yeah, I mean, the Rambam's gear says good.
You're not saying the Raisa, you think it should be L'chumra.
No, he is saying, I don't like the Rith because...
Everybody agrees with the Rambam, saying the Raisa L'chumra. The Shaila is the Raisa L'chumra, the Rambam L'chumra.
Right, he doesn't think, I'm saying is the simple reading of the Ran is that he's bothered why this should be only Drabanan L'chumra. And he is suggesting that. That's why he makes a suggestion, which I'll get back to in a couple of minutes.
The way he's parsing the halachos in the Rambam and the Rif is whether or not there's a suffix.
No. Two things: whether there's a suffix and whether the suffix should be lachumra. That's the next line. El suffix kiddushin lefikach ani mistapek bekol suffix kiddushin itzricha get medaraisa solo the efshar medaraisa sharim mishum dika lemeimra hamidi shal chaskasa. Which we'll get to in just a second. The Maishna, Mikol Teku, the Mamona, Darmina, the Hamid Al Mamon, Al Kaskaso. But it's the implication is that all this, he's bothered with all this. Again, I don't want to, it doesn't make a difference so much, but it's clear. He's not bothered by the Rambam. This is all because he's bothered by the Rif. Why is this Kashin and Rabbanan? If it is a Safek, it should be a Safek Doraisa L'chumra. Bishlom of the Girsa, the Rambam, he's saying, that's fine. But for the Rif, what's going on? Ah, maybe you'll say that every Safek Kiddushin is a Safek Likula because of Hamed Yishal Cheskasa. He says that's a great answer. Except that, and let's compare it to Safek Mamon. Except that, the problem with that is, one second, Yisrael Nememer Hachi, Vishatei Butarasli Nase, Elim Petitei Chumr De Erva, this is an explanation for the Rif, Asur Rabbanan, and Bishim Rochar Benitzvei Kahavu Lekaishin and Rabbanan, Aval Ravil, but the problem is that the Rif himself says, Kosov Lekaman, the Bayad Rabbi Meir, Bekelev Ratzachareha, that's Darais of Atzarchi, because he is bothered in the Rif. He thinks that the shot in the Rif is, not that it's not a Safek, but that it's a Safek, and therefore Kaishinan, Midrabana, and therefore he's saying there's a stira in the Rif. The Rif has a suffik in Kiddushin later on, which is suffik l'chumra, and here it's suffik l'kula. If all he felt was that the Rif hold that it was chayshina midrabana, but there really is no suffik, then it's not a question, it's not a stira, and the whole hemsheikh. But what sounds like he thinks is that for the Rif this is a problem in the stira, and for the Rambam there's no problem because he probably thinks that this is a typical din, just like Rutz Kelev Achra of the suffik l'chumra. This is all suffik. I think that's a simple chat.
But I don't see how we're getting from the Ram that he disagrees with the Meiri's reading of the Rambam.
Because if you held for the Rambam that Safek Doraisa Lekula, Safek Doraisa Lechumra is only a Din Rabbanan, then you wouldn't, and you felt that that's what the Rif held, then you wouldn't have a problem with them saying Safek V'Kashinu Midrabbanan. Even though you could still ask the question, what about Kalev? He's contrasting the language of the Rif when we first propose this. I'm not sure if you were here at those moments, but when we first pointed out this issue, we noted that the Rambam seems to say something different. That's the problem of the Shitul Nodalami, the problem of the Ram, the problem of the Ritva, and so on, is not a problem for the Rambam because he says Safek, and he doesn't say Chashin of the Rambam. Then we added, but that's ironic because maybe, you know, the Rambam of anybody else, that would have been the best formulation. So I think Mordechai suggested correctly, and that's really what the Talmud Rajba and the Meiri are saying, which is no, maybe the Rambam means that too. He just doesn't need to say it because he's not hiding. He has this universal position. If that were what the Ran were saying, he should have said it, and he shouldn't have contrasted it to the Rif. But clearly,
you have an important contrast because the Rambam's holding it with Safek,
and so is the Rif.
And a Safek Chayshin on the Chumra.
And no,
the Rif holds is not even a Safek.
If he felt that it wasn't a suffix, then there's no question from Ratz Kelev Achra, which is Teku. That's clearly wrong. That is clearly wrong.
Right, so once he reads the Rambam...
What do you mean read the Rambam? He thinks that for the Rif, there's a suffix, but Chayshin and Bidraban. Even though he doesn't have the words, if you want to say for the Rif, that it's only chashin b'drabanan, which happens to be the view
of the... Once he rejects, he first suggests a reading for the rift that maybe there's no suffix.
He doesn't say that. He just says, he explains the suffix. But either way, he clearly reads that for the rift it's a suffix. Otherwise, he doesn't have a stira.
He doesn't say it's not a suffix.
He says it's not a suffix. It's not treated as a suffix d'oraisa. And he's saying, I don't see why. Okay, but it doesn't matter. We're arguing about a fact. I think this is barur legabri in the rift. Anyways.
Only once he returns to the Rambam, who characterizes it as a suffix.
He has the rift.
Then he has a stira.
He has a question. He quotes the Rambam as, if the Rambam is fine. And then he goes back to trying to resolve the suffix by saying every suffix in Kiddushin is Hamid Yishal Cheskasa. And then he says, however, it isn't. So, Tzarafi. Okay. What I want to get out of the run in this, I'll get back to that in a second, because I want to talk about Hamid Yishal Cheskasa for a second. But what I do want to get from the run is the final words, which is, how does he understand, did I miss the line? So how does he understand the suffix, this din d'rabanan?
He goes before about the
masiv.
Right, so.
Yeah, I want to point out that what he says, Ika lemeimar dehav, this is the key line. Ika lemeimar dehavale kinosan hu ve'omar hu. So, in other words, the Ramban is basically suggesting that... when she says Amrahi, right, maybe she's Mechabein L'Dvarva. The Ritva saying, when she says Amrahi, right, maybe we should say that Stam Nesinaso is Ki'ilu Amar Helech Kamo Sha'amra. And the Ran is taking it a step further by suggesting that maybe on a certain Drabana level at least, that we see Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, that the shtika is kehoda, right, to such an extent that it's not that, therefore, Amrahi is not a problem because it's Gili Milsa anyway, or that Amrahi is not a problem because it isn't kitikach or kitilokach because it's implicit already in his nesina, but that literally would be perceived as Nasan who, the Amar who. So I'm just saying that the Graz Hain. And certain Rishonim's Asukim Ba'oso Inyan, we'll see more in a moment with the Rajba, also work with that idea that even if you do need Amira, the Amira can be an Amira which is either more informal or Mitzurefes to the Nesina. Yeah.
This Kiddush of the Ran and the Ritva only works if it's Amrahi and then Nasanu?
Not necessarily. Maybe the fact that he's Shosek is part of it. Doesn't seem like it. If you wanted to make that chiluk, it would be very reasonable.
The Ran speaks of it as a case of Amrahi and then Nasanhu.
I'm not so sure. He's talking about in general why Nasanhu v'Amrahi is clearly superior to Nas. Remember what he's asking. He's asking, according to the Bahag, right, Udi'ime, these are equal sfeikos. Why isn't that true? The answer is because Nasanhu v'Amrahu is a huge chisaron, and Nasan Huva Amrahi might be the equivalent of Nasan Huva Amarhu. Now, if you ask me, could one be mechalek between the cases of Amrahi and Nasan Hu, or Nasan Huva Amrahi, with regard to either Gili Milsa, or, I'll get to the Rajba in a second, Ede Kiyum, or this idea of a virtual or a Mitzuraf Amira, I think logically the answer is yes. But I don't think that the Ran here is saying that, because I think since he's answering the Bahag's question, he's not necessarily distinguishing between the order, but
the
one
basis,
could have.
The basis for his argument is that it's like a case of Medaber Yimali Skevita B'Kiddusha.
Right.
So then we'd say that Anasina and Acharkach Medaber Lev Skevita B'Kiddusha.
No. What he's trying to get from Asukim Ba'oso Inyan is the idea that if you really do require a Mira, right, obviously you can have a more informal, right, you can have, or a more virtual kind of an Amira too. And once you can have that, maybe you can have that through Shtika Kahoda'a as well. Meaning if you have no Amira, right, not Mitzidoa, not Mitzida, then that isn't going to work. if you have either a sukin ba'osa inyan or even a mirasa, and the kiddush, of course, being that you could have thought that a mirasa is worse than zero. But I'm just saying, structurally, since he's talking about that question, I think that he is not making that distinction. Logically, I think it's an absolute... If you said to me, lahalaka, might you make this distinction, just as you might... again, just as the Acherim, for example, do on Zayin Amid Aleph, the Acherim that the Ron quotes, could you make that distinction either in terms of Gili Milsa or in terms of Eide Kiyum? We'll speak about Eide Kiyum in a minute. Or in terms of virtual Amira, I think the answer is yes, but I don't think the Ron is saying it. Yeah.
Why do you think that the return of Kiyu Amalahela is not Doraisa?
I thought it was pretty clear that he was saying that Midoraisa, this is no good.
I thought the reason why it's not going to be Doraisa is because of
you mean if we knew? I thought, okay, so the question is, what is, I hear what you're saying. It's a good ha'ara. I guess the question is, what does the Shema mean? Right? Does Shema really mean that we're mistapek? But Lu Yitzurio, we knew 100%. We were confident in our mind reading abilities, right? Even Lamaisa, even in this particular case, then it would be, you know, even Doraisa, right? Or is the Shema, you know, a way of saying that we can pretty much know what's going on, but because it isn't mivur or mitocho, it's always shema, efshar, so that is, that's a way of saying that we're lacking, like, the formal, you know, unequivocal amira. Understand what I mean? So I'm not sure. I hear that. Yeah. I've been reading it, I guess, the more conceptual way, but you could read it in a more practical way. Either way, it doesn't change the basic point in the ritual.
My way comes out more conceptual in the sense that
I mean, that in theory, you always would have... Lu Yitzuya, you could be confident that he's saying that his shtika is heilach ke Moshe Amra, that virtual Amira is good. Yeah, could be. Yeah.
His lesson later on doesn't seem to say that. I mean, he says, well, in a subic gomor, she didn't know sin yusir lahatir.
Because it's not right there. But I thought, why is that not
worried? What are you saying, Alex? The what?
Meaning, it seems that even though it seems...
clear.
Clear that that's what his das is.
But you need
why
more.
Is that clear?
That's how I'm reading it.
Why is that clear? Why is that clear?
Unless you want to say that he means that, you know, that it isn't as clear. It's only 80% clear. It's not 100% clear. But I might also say that if it was 100% clear, so maybe that would really be, you know, an actual Amir or two, as we'll get to in a second. Okay. The third perspective here. Yeah, Ariel. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm suggesting. Well, I think, well, Hain, I think you're treating Hain like ditto. You know? You know, like the, it's like in, you know, Kala Omer Amen, you know, Ki'ilu, you know, Motzi, you know, Shvua Mipiv. So that's a ditto. I mean, there are different Amen. I'm not, we're talking about Hain here, but let's give you the example of Amen. The Gemara says in Shavuos, Amen, then, I'm sorry, Amen bo Kabbalah Stvarim, bo Amanah Stvarim. Right? Three things, right? Bo Shvua, Bo Amanasaran, Bo Amanasaran. So sometimes Amen is like ditto. Right? So the Rishonim said, the Gemara says in Shavuos that Amen is Nishba Mipi Atzmo. It's not Nishba Mipi Acherim. Right? Because it's ditto. So I think they're saying Hain, and saying Hain, one of two things. Either like ditto, like right back at you, not big guy because she's a gal, but you know, right back at you, like, you know, 100%, like, you know, yeah, or whatever. So is that like ditto, and that's the Amira? Or maybe it's even a little less than that. By saying Hain, I'm not just saying, yeah, Gili Milsa, I'm Mitzaref myself to the Amira. Again, I wouldn't have said this, and I don't think it's a simple pshat in the Ramah, but the Gra does seem, you know, to hold that way. So even if you believe in, we'll call it virtual or Mitzuref or informal Amira, right, you know, what you say about asukin, and by the way, there are different types of asukin, we'll get to them. I think you can mechalik tun asukin or different types of asukin, how close, you know, to how, you know, single-minded in what's being said in asukin, we'll get to it in a couple of minutes. But there are different views about, in the Gemara, in Rishonim, there are different levels of asukin. So that's one issue to think about. Hain is another, right? Nasan Huva Amrahi, according to what I'm suggesting for the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, and different permutations, is another. this point I do agree with 100%, and that is you could have said Nasna Hiva Amar Hu. I'm sorry, you could have said Amrahiva Nasan Hu more than Nasan Hu Amrahi, not making a face or you know, nodding or whatever. You could have drawn the line in different places. But the bigger takeaway from all these things, what I'm suggesting, is that even if you don't need a formal amira or for expansive on what amira is, according to many of these Rishonim, the assumption is that you do need some sort of an amira. Okay. Now, having said that, let me just mention this is in sharp contrast to the people who think that all you need is gili mil sabirur. Now, the Rajba, I think, is such a Rishon. Rajba basically thinks that, you know, there's no din of amira at all, per se. And consequently, the issue is birur and gili milsa. Right, just like the Acherim and the Ran. And just like Rishonim would think that the Shtika Kahoda really is a total... See, let me just add. Based on what I just said in the Ran, there's not a total equation between Shtika Kahoda of the Isha and the Isha. Because in the case of Isha, everybody will agree you don't need an Amira, you just need a Haskama. Right? And what we're saying is that in the case of the Ish, that Haskama, that Shtika, is not only Kahaskama, but it's also like a virtual Amira. Again, I'm allowed to say that because he himself calls it Nasan Huva Amar Hu, unless he just doesn't mean it. But fine. But having said, the Rajba, on the other hand, just, you know, now that we've gone so far in the Sugya, we see some of the nuances, is much clearer that he believes that all, like that Acherim in the Ran, all we need is, all we believe is what? Gili mil sabirur. Right? He frames the question this way. And unlike the Ritva and the Ramban and the Ran in the end, right, it doesn't seem like his answer is walking that back at all. Okay? So the point in the Rajba is as follows. Okay, it's hard to find things in this one, but here it is. V'imtomar nasan huva amrahi amai ena muk. Again, the Talmud of Rajba has a lot of the law shown, but I think it's stronger here. V'imtomar nasan huva amrahi amai ena mukudeshes gemura. No suffix. V'amina l'kaman b'samuchay medabri maliske v'kudushav l'apirish or b'yosar madaya. Okay? Now, if you really do believe that the oskimba sukimba osainin is an amira, right, obviously this is a bad question. Right? If you think that all you require is gili milsa, and on the contrary, that Asukam Bosinyan teaches you that you don't need Amira, then it's a pretty good question. Okay. The Tirtza Betosis, the Hacha B'Shalo Dibra Meikar B'Iske Kiddushin Klal, Alahashdu the Amrale, fine. Tein Lana V'Skadish Anilach, Nasan La, V'Lo Pirish, V'Hala Amru, Iyum Midi, right? Lahashdu V'Lo Meikar. Hada Amina L'Kaman, then he adds, the afalpi shahadvarim marim diladas. This is a case of what? This is the case, right? Of Amra, he, the Nasan, who. So afalpi shahadvarim marim diladas mash Amralo Nasan, who. Ukimosha pirej dami. What does he mean here by virtue that's. Again, he means an amira? It's a therefore virtual amira? Maybe. I can't completely... It doesn't sound that way. The whole piece doesn't sound that way. It sounds like gili milsa, birur. We know exactly what's in his mind. Mikom makom, and this is the key, hodas edim be'inan, damakadish belo edim in choshen lekidushin, imken kivin shelo pirish kan, ve'efshar shel l'shem matana nasan, belo l'shem kidushin, afa bishu muchach to l'shem kidushin nasan, Kemosha Amra, Afilohachi Aimkan Edus Shmia Veloria Lashem Edus, Elashem Dunim Kavanasale Venkan Edus. Avil Bishahoyo Asukim Baosa Inyan, Kim Chubasma Disratso Behembi Kara, Harizakilu Pirish Akshab Bishas Nasinas, Da Dibura Denafshe Kasamach Viyai. So I think there's something very important here, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Namely, to me it sounds like the Rashba is taking a pretty clear view that Amira means zero. Right? And that, therefore, what's the problem in Nasan Huva? What's the problem in Umrahiva Nasan Hu, at least? Right? The answer is a Mechudash answer about Eidei Kiyum. The Eidei Kiyum need objectively to know, based on the Nesina, right, that there is Das. Okay, number one, right, that's an important, you know, question. You know, it reminds us of the Beis Shmuel discussion about Chayshina Shama Shama Pruta B'madai, right? This idea of, oh, you're Mekadesh Shalom B'fnei Edim because they don't know what's going on, you know, B'madai, or the Shama Pruta, right? Or they don't know what's going on. I mean, even in things where, objectively, there are reasons to be able to fill in the blanks. So this is an important idea in terms of Eidei Kiyum. But what's, and therefore basically what the Rashba's Mechadesh here is, that the problem of Nasan Huva Amrahi is a Eidei Kiyum problem. That's very remarkable. By the way, that's different from what I spoke about the other day, which is, do you need Eidei Kiyum on the Amira? Although it overlaps, right? Basically, the Rashba is saying you need Eidei Kiyum on the Amira, but that's because you need Eidei Kiyum on the Biror, on the Gili Milsa. Right? I point out that the Rambam seems to hold that you need Eidei Kiyum on the Nesina, and the Meiri seems to think you need it on the Amira. We'll see the Meiri language of the Meiri in just a minute. Of course, if Amira is in any way part of the Kiddushin, then the requirement of Eidei Kiyum in its own right makes sense. Okay. But what's fascinating about the Rashba is two other things. Number one, if it's the problem of the Eidei Kiyum being fully aware, so how does a Sukkim Boso Inyan help you? Right? So unless there's a Metzius difference in these cases, well, I could project the following two scenarios. Let's say the Eidei Kiyum were not there when they were on Sukkim Boso Inyan. They know nothing about the pre-negotiations, you know, the two families, they're fighting it out, right? And the Eidim are nowhere to be found. Right? The Eidim come to the scene at the moment of the Nesina, but there was an Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. Does the Rashba think that that's a problem? Or let's talk about the opposite scenario. Let's say there's Amrahiv and Asanhu. Right? And what if the Eidim were there at the time of the Amrahiv? Right? So in that case, Amrahiv and Asanhu would work even according to the Rashba? Now, if your answer to either of those questions is yes, you have a much simpler, more straightforward understanding of the Rashba. You know, and I, as a Shita, I would not argue with you too much. That would be the logic, meaning the Eidei Kiyum we're saying according to the Shita, which is not so obvious, because maybe the Gili Milsa, the Birur of what happened, maybe that's something that doesn't need Eidei Kiyum. Maybe that's a Ma'akev, but it isn't part of the Hagdara, maybe. But if you want to say what the Rashba says, so then we should be guided by, you know, were they there b'zman Amira, were they there b'shas Asukim b'Asayim? But it doesn't sound to me like that's what the Rashba's saying. It sounds like he's saying that there's a formal difference between Amrahiv and Asanhu, even if they happened to be there b'shas Amira, and Asukim b'Asayim, even if they weren't there. So in the Amar Shach, what's going on? But I think that the answer is that the Eidei Kiyum, Lemaisa don't have to know 100%, but they have to be present for that which is a complete, right, Kiddushin. And the Asukim Bosa Inyan Al Pidin, according to the Rashba, and this is where, you know, on another level, the Rashba is parting company a little with the Ran and the Ritva, maybe. In other words, Asukim Bosa Inyan is Mitzurath to this Maisa. And that's enough. Eidei Kiyum. It's there. Again, if you want to say for the Rajba it's a virtual Amira, right, even more so. But Amira, Kodem, Amirasa, Kodem Nisinaso, the Rajba is saying, those are two different, that's a hechatimtzi, that's a legally disentangled connection. You could have argued. You could have said Amira Blifnei Nasina is Mitzura, and Asuka Boso Indian is disentangled, or both are disentangled, or both are Mitzura. But that's the Chiddush of the Rajba. Now, there's something else to say about the Rajba, which I want to add, but this is a very important aspect. Yeah, sure.
I think it might be hard to say that the Rajba thinks this is all about Bidur and Bidur, because before this whole discussion, we also discussed it for
Gerson
and Rashi.
Excellent. So that's the second. That's the last point I wanted to mention. This is apparently Rabbi Kivager's question. And it's a good question. Namely, how do you square? It's not a question the way some of the Achronim ask this question. By the way, let me repeat. Shua is asking, how could this, put it this way. If you take the Rajba here at face value, I think this is bipshuto what he's saying. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
If you only had this Rajba. The question Rabbi Kivager is asking is, that Shua is asking as well, is that maybe this is a stira to the previous Rajba, because didn't the Rajba also say that, or seem to say, that Nasan Huva Amrahi, you know, is a Kiti Lakach problem, as opposed to, let's say, Nasan Hivya Amarhu, right? Now, by the way, it's not against the Gemara. That's one thing to note. Because the Gemara never said that Nasan Huva Amrahi is a Kiti Lakach problem. And as we've seen in the Rishon, Rashi says it. Right? Nasan Hu is Kiikach, Amrahi is Kiti Lakach. Good. And we talked about Rashi. But we also noted that some people think that it's a Kiikach problem. Right? And some people think that, like the Ramban, and like the Mekana, I mean, what is that? Rashi says Nasan Huvam in the case of Nasan Hivamrahu, in other words. But Rashi says Nasan Huvamrahi is a Kitilakak problem. The thing is that the Rajba says, what are you talking about? Kitilakak is fine. We talked about that on Tuesday, right? That the Tosa Rosh, the Tosas Rabbi Shmuel, the Rajba, they all say, oh, the Gemara Dav Beis, Kitilakak is just a linguistic issue. I think there's a group of Rishonim who think that that's wrong. The derech, right, becomes part of the, or is a reflection of the Hagdara. Okay, fine. But then the question is, if Nasan Huva, if it's really true, does Rav ever say, you know, is he commenting on Rashi? If he himself thinks that Nasan Huva Amrahu is a Tilakach problem, so then the question is, how does that square, right, with saying that the problem is an Edikiyum problem? Right? So the Achronim give the following answer, and they say as follows. They say, oh, there has to be a yikach, tikach, tilokach issue here as well, right, for there to be an edikiyum problem. Right? And they quote, I think if you look in the footnotes of the Rajba, he has this also. I think he also quotes, I saw last night. But it's Yadua. They quote the same Avnei Miluim that we talked about earlier in the year. Right? The Amnei Miluim wants to disagree with some other Achronim. Do we need to know? Do the Edekiyim need to know about Dasa Isha? Or do they only need to know about Dasa Ish? Right? And it's a particularly acute question, actually, for the Rajba here. So the answer of the Amnei Miluim is, if you hold like the Ran and the Darim, that Kitilokach, Kiikach, Hefker, right, the more negative, not objecting, rather than positive input of the Kavana, is all you need from the Isha. So what you might say is that they don't need to know that, the Edekiyum, because it's Ma'akev, but it's not a component in the Isha itself. Right? That's their pshat. So some of the Achronim suggest that's the pshat. Really, the Rajba holds the problem, as he says, is an Edekiyum problem. How does that fit in with what he says earlier, that it's a Kiti Lakach problem? The answer is no. What he means is that if it wasn't for the problem of kitilakach, then there wouldn't be a problem of edikiyum either. Because, you know, if the role of the isha, right, was equal to that of the role of the baal, they're saying it a little bit differently, but it's the same idea. It's based on that idea that the avnei milut develops. So then, really, we wouldn't necessarily need dafka his das, you know, to be mavurar to the edei kiyum. Because there's a din of kiyikach velo ketilakach, namely, that his das is so much more central, or that his haskam, or that his initiative is so much a part of this, that's the reason why it's an edei kiyum problem. That's not a bad answer for the Rajba. Right? If you don't want to say that, then you might say it in a slightly different way. Right? Again, based on a little bit based on the chiluk that I'm trying to bring out of the Rajba, if I'm right about it factually, is the Rajba distinguishing between Asuk and Ba'osa Inyan? Right? And Amrahi V'Nasan Hu? Regarding Edekiyum? Even though factually, in both cases, maybe the Edom are not there for the prior, or in both cases they are, and he's still distinguishing them? The answer is that shows, that's kind of a variation of the same idea, that shows that, right, there's still a recognition here that if Lamais, that if formally there's a tziruf to an amira, right, then that's enough. And if not, then not. Okay. So if that's true, then again, kiyikach kitilakach, for parallel reasons, even if you don't go as far as the Avnei Miluim idea, is part of that equation. That's why you need that other component. It isn't completely disentangled. Either way, what the Rajba says here is very important. Yeah?
So what is the word that Misratza Bahem doesn't mean Adam? I always thought...
The word in the Rajba? Nisratza Behem, I thought with the
it means kiddushin.
Yeah, I thought so. With the discussion. Wait, one second. Which line is it again? Let me just make sure I'm talking about the same line. Avakishahayim asukam basa inyan kivin shihu baatzmo nitratza. I know it's strange, right? Nitratza Behem.
That's why I really Rashi did also.
You think he's referring to the Edekim being present at the
Asmodim? I also think, why does the Rashi...
Hareze ke'ilu piresh akshav b'shas nisi na da dibura de nafshe kiven shehuba atzmo.
Since he wants them,
nitratza
Behem. He says nothing now. Well,
who are the Behem? You think the Behem are the Edim? It doesn't sound right to me.
On top of that, I also felt...
It's a strange use. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Is it in the? Is it that way in the? In the Beta Rajma too? Nisrat Sabahem? Either way, what is Nisrat?
He wants Adam.
But then you have to assume the Adam are there at the time of Pasukin. I'm just saying it doesn't, and that they're not there.
That's what I'm saying. Meaning, like, I don't know where we're getting from the fact that we assume the Adam weren't there, but Pasukin was in.
I'm assuming that they don't. I'm assuming it doesn't matter one way or another. In either case. I'm assuming that it doesn't matter if they were there b'shas Amira, Amira Kodim Nesina, Amira Asa Kodim Nesina, and it doesn't matter that they were there b'shas Amira, and it doesn't matter that they weren't there. I mean, if you're talking about Psika de Gemara, that's the case. No one ever said that the Edom have to be there b'shas Asuk and Bosi. That would be an unbelievable Kiddush to say that the Edom... We're talking about, you know, the private discussions of the details of the Edekiyum have to be there for that. Again, if you say yes... You know, or if you say yes for that, if you want to say that, then it's a glot. Where's Ellie? Right, a glot view of simply Edekiyum, and there's nothing more to say. Fine, but I just don't think it's true. If you're explaining Nasan Ruva Amrahi and Asuka Ba'osa Inyan, then and the Gemara says nothing about the presence of the lack of presence in one or the definite presence in the other, unless you think that's all implicit in what he's saying. If it is, it is. If you think it's so compelling, it can only be that way, and therefore he doesn't need to spell it out. But then you have holes in the Gemara. That's all I'm saying. But I don't believe it.
I'm also just why would the Rashba feel the need to like use the words Kimosha Pirish? Here I can understand.
Yeah, that's I think I mentioned that already. Right. So either Kimosha Pirish is a virtual.
Also by the woman, meaning he feels the need to someone would say that when she speaks. It really is Kimosha Pirish, but nevertheless, we still have an Eidikim.
So then you're back to virtual Amira, but virtual Amira
with the
sanction of Eidikim. I don't think it sounds that way in the Rashba.
So I would say it's not virtual Amira. I would say that it's more like a Tshuva's Maimonides thing, that there's no such thing as Suffolk Eidus, because the Eidim have to be almost integrated.
But why do you need Pirish for that? Just to be Galui V'Yadua.
Because Pirish is the ultimate form of like clarity.
Pirish. Okay, but then we're saying the same thing, I think. They have
to know.
100%. It has to be Mavura Mitocha.
Well, it has to be a complete.
Right, but he's saying there's a difference between Mavura Mitocha Vasuke, I'm saying.
Okay.
Mavura Mitocha Vasuke, because that's legally, that is Mavura, whether they know it or not, because it's there, it's present, it's Mitzura. They're witnessing everything that is there to make it Mavura, because Alpidin, there's a hyphen between the Asukin. There's no hyphen between Amrahiv and Asanhu, says the Rad, the way I'm interpreting. There's no hyphen between Umra, Hiv, and Asan Hu, but there is a hyphen or a circle that connects Asukim Bosa Inyan V'Amar Hu. V'Lo Amar, V'Nasan Hu. That's all I'm saying. If what you're saying is true, we're saying the same thing. We're just arguing about an important prod. Namely, would it make a difference whether Alpidin it was Mavurar and they were present, or do they have to be clued into the Birur? That's really what I'm saying. Okay. I want to get to move on. Okay. So that's for the, but for, so I'm not sure about it. If you want somebody who even more clearly believes that the problem is just a Gili Milsa problem, right, it's the Avne Milui. Okay? So let me highlight that as well, and then I want to go back to Shtar, finish this off. The Avne Milui. Why do I say the Avne Milui? So the Avne Milui takes up the question that we were debating before, namely about the Rif and the Ran, right? Namely, the Ran is bothered by the Rif, in my opinion, because he clearly understood that the problem is a Safek, and the question is, why are we treating a Safek Lekula? Right? And he's proposing an idea that maybe the Safek is Lekula here because of Cheskas. Yeah.
Just ask something on the last point you made.
Yeah. On the Rashba? Say that again?
You said it would be a big chiddush if we read...
Minasukin.
So Sarina is referring to the Kiyah?
Yeah.
So the Gemara ends up with Maskana being oaken the case of all the ambiguous Roshonos, Karakosvi, etc.
Yeah.
As the case of Medabra, Imo Nisegi, to the Kiyah, and we're just not sure whether Miskave and Leisha serve the Kiyah or the Mbafa.
Correct.
As Maskana Mar. And the Zakin there says that the Chisaron is that it's not Mavura to the Edim, whether he was in the Skav and the Kiddushin. That's why it's not a good Kiddushin, because there's no Nekiyah.
In, after, though?
In the case of Medabra, Nimanis, Kiddushin.
But then after, but they weren't there for the Asukin, they were there for the Maisa, which used the problematic Lashon.
How would they even know if they were not there for the Asukin, how would they know that this might mean Kiddushin?
No, the contrary. If they were there for the Asukin, then...
It can be a Tumei Kedashas Bagami. It can only be Safek or Enim Kedashas.
Well, when we get to that Gemara, we'll deal with it, but the Pashtus, there's nothing in that Gemara that implies... I don't think. You think there's something in the Riyazake that implies that the Eidei Kiyum are there Bizman Asukin? They're there and they don't understand.
It has to be that he said to her that Lashon told Kedei Asukin Mosoinian.
Okay. That's fine. That doesn't mean that the Eidei Kiyum were there for the Asukin.
But what does the Asukin do to modify the Amira if they're not there? How could it modify their knowledge of
because
the
Amira? Because Alpidin, that's exactly, you're asking.
Then it's Eidei Mavura Lahem Alish Alasha.
Right, but it's Mavurar, Bishas Maisa, because of the Tzira. I'm saying it's a formal din. We're just repeating the same argument. But when we get to that Gemara, we'll talk about it more. It's the same question.
Yeah.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
It doesn't sound that
way. I started off by saying, if I had my druthers and the Rashba didn't make this, he should have just said, when he's asking the question of us, what's the difference between Asukin and Amrahi? He should have said, well, it depends whether they are the Eidei Kiyum there and no or not. Instead, he says, well, in the case of Asukin, Alpidin, it's Ki'ilum of Mefurash because of the Asukin, implying that that's a. But I could be wrong. Again, if the evidence is so. If it's so illogical to say that, right, that. Then you're going to say, well, obviously this is what he means. I know that. I just don't think it's so illogical, because I think that there is, meaning if the Edikim are there and they're present for all the components, even the ones that can be reconstructed, the question is, the Edikim need to be there for all the components that can be objectively reconstructed, or they really need to also be clued in fully at the time. That certainly is a debate in general about Edikim, even if you take a strong Edikim role about certain things. Okay. So let me get back to the Gili Milsa of the Avnei Miluim, just as an example. And it's interesting because he contrasts it to the Ritva. He starts off with the Ran, right? And then he says, so what are you going to do about this stira in the Rit? Correct? So, anybody, did I give you this Avnei Miluim to look at or not? I did not. Okay, so let me just tell you quickly. So he quotes this is fascinating anyway, he quotes the Marit, right, the Marit's Perish on the Rith. The Marit said the following fascinating thing, right, the Ran is Mistapek, the Ran said, maybe every, because the Ran raises an objectively important question, every Suffolk in Kedushin should be Lakula, not because of the Rambam, but because of Cheskas HaGuf, right, Cheskas HaGuf is that she's a Pnuya, therefore she should always be Meiko. Why not? Says the Marit, because she was Pashta Yada Vekibel Kiddushin. Huh? What does that mean? She was Mekabel Kiddushin, but she was Mekabel Kiddushin in a manner which is a Safek. Right? Says the Marit, it's like the case, like the Bali Tosis view of Zarak, Korov Law, Korov Law, we're not sure whether it's Korov Lo, Korov La, right? And it's a Safek Kiddushin. But we don't say, in that case, Cheskas HaGuf. So what does the Marit really mean? Very hard to know. This is a part-specific question and a part, very general question. Again, we'll get that in a second. Right. Meaning, how much or how little is a better way to say it? How little does it take to derail, right, Cheskas HaGuf? Right? If you had a safek, let's say the easy way, if you had a safek and there was no information at all about any change in the status quo, so Azlina Basar Cheskas HaGuf. And like the Ran here says, Azlina Basar Cheskas Mamon, Habed Mamon al Cheskaso. So why shouldn't we say Hamid Gufal Cheskaso? Fine. But what happens, this is essentially something that the Gemara discusses in a bunch of places, mostly in the Tarkil Reyes of the Gemaras, right? In the end of Kiddushin, you have an example of that, right, in Sar Yotzin. But again, of course, in the beginning of Nida, beginning of Chulin, right? What happens when an event took place? Something happened. Right? So if something happened, do we still say Azlina and Basar Miikara? Or no? So this is a very, very, very complex, tricky, fundamental question. So you could take a view, and maybe this is all the Marit is saying, maybe the Marit is weighing in on this larger, universal question, and call it Torah Kula. And maybe what he's saying is that whenever something has happened, anything has happened, that shifts the focus away fully from the status quo ante and requires you to focus right on some later event or the status of a later event or the unfolding of the clarification of what happened in a later event, you never say Azina Basar Cheskas HaGuf. So here, Pashta Yada, there was a Nosan Uvamrahi, now we're just not sure about that. Right? So her original status of Pinuya is irrelevant. What are you going to say about Cheskas Mamon? In many cases, in Cheskas Mamon, there was also an event. So maybe you have to add that the Marit, which the Marit didn't here, but maybe there's a difference between Cheskas Mamon and Cheskas HaGuf. Cheskas Mamon is also a Sheval Taisa Adiv kind of an idea. Right? This is a larger topic. In general, what is the relationship between Cheskas HaGuf and Cheskas Mamon? This is, of course, grist for the mill for, the Shev Shmaitza, the Ksos's brother, the Kuchas Aspekos, right? And all that whole group of, you know, has roots in Rishonim, obviously. But that's, you know, the way they formulated it. What's the relationship between the Cheskes HaGuf and Cheskes Mamon? So what you might say is that Cheskes Mamon has an additional element, and that is the threshold of Shebal Taisa Adiv. The money is where it is, and it doesn't leave, you know, without the onus being upon you to prove it. But the idea that, oh, like Ke'ilo, there's some sort of clarity, you know, that what was continues to be, that aspect of Mamon applies to Guf. But that aspect is rendered, you know, useless whenever we focus the suffix on something that might have changed the situation. That's one perspective, and maybe that's all, that's what the Maharid is saying, and then every one of these situations is identical. Personally, I think there's a lot of evidence in the Rishonim for saying a more nuanced thing, and then it becomes important, and that is, no. The Cheskes HaGuf remains relevant. Even though something has changed, albeit that which has changed, and that's the legal problem, we don't know whether the thing that has changed has really changed, right? That's the whole point of Suffolk and Azlina. But maybe there's a difference between what I would call, I'll make two distinctions very quickly, I don't want to get bogged down because this isn't our topic, but it comes up because of this Ran and this Avnei Miluim. Maybe there's a difference between what I like to call Suffolk Maisa and a Maisa B'Suffolk. Right? I've used that phrase before. We were talking about like Asham Talui and different Sveikos, hard Sveikos and soft Sveikos. Meaning sometimes the question is, you know, whether a particular Maisa, you know, there's a Maisa and it has a certain legal standing or a certain stature. The question is it enough? You know, but it's on the, it registers and it deflects our focus from the initial from the initial Kazaka, and it demands that we focus on the present and on this Maisa. And sometimes that's Guf of the Safek, whether something has happened. Another distinction, not identical but sometimes overlapping this, is there's a difference between where you have a Maisa and the Safek is in the Kalos, right? Or, you know, the Safek is in the Maisa. Sometimes those two points, those two are the same, but sometimes they're not. But I don't want to get into that now. Meaning, if you have a Maisa, but it's Suffolk, whether it's Chal, because there are things to be Ma'akev, so that's a good reason to ignore. So then, plugged in here, that becomes a really interesting question. Namely, Nasan Huva Amrihi Suffolk. Right? Is a Suffolk whether or not anything has happened? Or everybody will agree that there was some sort of Maisa B'Suffolk. It's not a Suffolk Maisa. Or it's even a Maisa Kiddushin, but maybe Kitilakach or Kitikach is Ma'ake. Maybe that's the difference. Has he done what he needs to do? The only problem is she's ruined it for him? Or he hasn't done? Or her ruining, right, isn't just an Ikuv and a Kalos problem. It's a much bigger problem. Either way, if you want to answer the riff, right, this would give you an opening, right, to suggest that maybe there's a difference between, you know, the suffix of Rutz Kelev, right? Well, the issue is whether or not that's called money sufficiently. She has to, you know, she has to be saved anyway. Is the saving also Kesev Kiddushin? Is there a difference between that suffix and this suffix in terms of these chilukim? But either way, it comes out very important. Nasan huva amrahi, or nasan ahivi amarhu, according to the Bahag, is it an ikuv? Is it an extraneous ikuv? Right? Is it a hafkas maisa, and so on? That would be very important. Okay. So that in itself stands. I think that's a very, very important issue. However, the Ksosa's answer to the question is totally different. The Ksosa says, you know what the chiluk is? There's a difference between safek din, like somebody asked the other day, right? And safek mitzius. You asked it, somebody asked it, in context of the Rambam. Right? Oh, Yaakov. Right? And we're talking about the Rambam. 100%. So the Avnei Miluim applies that. By the way, this is Sif Katan Yudches. So, Yudches, right? Yeah. So the in Sif Katan Yudches, this is his argument. He says, Nosan Huv Amrahi is a question of Askama and Birur and Gili Milsa. Do you have the line? Does anybody have it open? Yeah, so the Avnei Miluim is basically suggesting that the whole problem of Nasan Uva Amrahi is just a problem of Biror and Gili Milsa. So it's a practical Safek. He's also being Mechadesh, that a Safek Mitzius is subject to Chazaka Raidimi Kara, but a Safek Din is not. By the way, one could perhaps accept the Avnei Miluim's Chiluk, but also plug it into what I said before. Right? Namely, there might be a difference between Safek Metzius and Safek Din, whether you consider a Kisaron to be a Maisa B'Safek, right, or a Safek Maisa. But okay, let's not dwell on that. Now, this idea that the Ksos thinks that the Nasan Huva Amrahi problem is a Safek L'Maisa is also L'Shitaso in the earlier piece, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, which I didn't give you to look at. There, he quotes the Rajba, and he zeroes in on this. He's really bothered, if you can find it. Why is Nasan Huva Amrahi not Doraisa effective? It should be. Because it's like Shtika Dida. It's like Shtika Dida. Right, no one, if he's Nasan Huva Amaru, she doesn't say Hain. Right? But she doesn't run away. She doesn't jump out the window, you know, the side window, you know, like the lion. She doesn't do that. Right? So, Nasan Hu V'Amrahi, says the Ksos. You have the line? Toward the middle of the piece. He talks about something else in the beginning, which I want to get back to also, but he says, let it work. The same way the Rajba basically is asking, let it work. Let Shtika Dida be a model for Shtika Dide. People who like that question and accept it without qualification per se are operating with Biror, because, again, she has no Din Amira. We don't want her Amira. We just want her Askama. Correct? What's the answer? Oh, so he starts quoting from the Rishonim who say, well, like the Ran later on, of Zion, Avram, namely, he can marry somebody else, she's stuck in this marriage. I would add, he can divorce her Balkarcha, she's stuck in the marriage, and subject to his whim.
It's like the Sefer Batim with regard to Das Vadish.
That might be the reason why we need more Das, exactly, same idea. That's what he quotes. If that's the total answer, but otherwise they're the same, so what's the issue? Birur and Gili Milsa. Correct? Oh. So then he adds, if you can find the lines, he says, so what about Bizman Azeh? When we have Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, and he can't marry more than one woman? And let's assume that applies even Bizman Azeh. That's a debate, whether Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom already starts from Erisin, or only from the Suin. You shouldn't publicize that so much. Okay? But let's assume for the moment, or this you could publicize, that even Bizman Erisin is Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Says the Ksos, Bizman Azeh, Nosen Uvamer, he should be good. Wow. I would say, well, but still Bal Korcha, but that's another Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, right? But he doesn't bring in the Bal Korcha issue. Now, of course, the fundamental din of Kiyikach and not Kitilokach, or the Hagdara of Kiddushin, none of that has anything to do with Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. And he doesn't, do you have it, Shua? Did I give you the right one? Did I make this whole thing up? I made up the whole thing? It's pretty good if I did. I just don't think I'm that insightful. I wish I could. But was it? If that's Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the second half of the piece. Yakir, you have it? Like in the middle of the piece. Oh, we have it.
Hadalah Havi Vade Kibushin came at the Kiva the Shtika, a died to the Kibushin, with a heavy Knoss and Huba Amar Huba on the Pashu, Yushim the Shtika so Eno Kibi. The low Ichbis by Shiacho Lisa Hex, they came for Ibna, the Eno Yacho Lisa Shtin Ashin, and came each the Isha Shavin, the Mahania Shtika Kibiba.
Right? Okay, now again, you could have asked this question in light of the what I'm saying about the Ran, the Ritva, maybe the Ramban also, in the sense that, you know, maybe Shtika is virtual Dibor here. But anyway, the total equation with Isha and the way that he's formulating all of it, and then Lashitaso, the other piece, to say it's a Suffolk Mitzius, not a Suffolk Din, works perfectly. Okay. By the way, I just, since Agav, what's the beginning of that piece about? Did you see? Okay, the beginning of the piece is about something else, which I just want to weigh in also very quickly. Because we spent time in Nasla Hiba Maru. Today what we've done is we've, you know, beefed up, I guess, the perspective of Amira as a form of Kiddushin, but the question of what level of Amira, right? The problem of Edikiyum also, and the problem of Nasla Hiba Maru as a Metzius problem, as a Gili Milson, Dibur problem. Fine. Let's get back just for one more second, since he does discuss something very important. Nasna Hiva Amarhu, right? Nasna Hiva Amarhu, so we have, let's say, three shitos. The Bahag and the Raivid, who think it's the equivalent of Nasna Hiva Amarhi, which is fascinating for both Nasina and Amira, and for Iki Kachish and Kitilakach, right? It's one shita. Then we have the view that Nasna Hiva Amarhu is totally unacceptable in every way, maybe even worse than anything else, the Ramban, but certainly unacceptable, right? And then, what about Adam Chashuv? Adam Chashuv is Nasan Huva Amar Hu, Enal Maladaber. And then we have the view of the Baalei Tosfos, which we discussed, which is that Nasan Huva Amar Hu is no good. That's why it was legitimate for Josh to ask, maybe they're not so far from the Bahag. Maybe it's something. Not 100% sure in Tosas, but certainly it's not good, except for Adam Chashuv. But in Adam Chashuv, it sounds like it's Nasna Hiva Amarhu. And then we discussed, is that just a pragmatic statement, or is it a legal statement? And we already noted that in some of the Rishonim, it sounds like it's a legal statement. I'll add that for the Ksos, the Avnei Miluim, certainly thinks it's a legal statement. The Avnei Miluim has a discussion about the tour and the Beis Yosef, Sif Katan, the Testament, I'm not sure which one it is. He has a whole discussion where it's perfectly clear that he thinks that the Rambam and Baalei Tosfos are not just arguing about perception, but that Baalei Tosfos really think that Nasnahi, the Amarhu, is a description of Adam Chashuv, which is exactly what we were looking for. Okay. So, what they discuss is the following interesting. What the Ksos discuss is the following interesting question. The Prisha in Sivkot and Tesvav, Simon Chavzai and Sivkot and Tesvav, ask the following: what happens if you have Nasnahi, V'Amrahi, to an Adam Chashuv? Right, when Itamar was like 7 years old, he woke me up once in the middle of the night, and he said, "What do you think about Nasnahi, V'Amrahi, with an Adam Chashuv?" No, not really, but. Well, I thought you did. Right. So what do you think, Itamar? Nasnahi v'amrahi with an Adam Chashuv.
Or it shouldn't
work. Well, no, it shouldn't work. The question is, should it not work at all, or should it be a suffix?
Why should it be a suffix?
Because it's really Nasan hu v'amrahi. According to the Rambam and the Rif, because the reason that Adam Chashuv worked, what?
It's only Nasan Hu if Amar.
Oh, that's what the. But why? That's what the Atzmas Yosef says. But he says that's the explanation of the Prisha you're saying. I told you we had this conversation before. And now it's coming back to you. You're saying. But it's not so obvious, right? So there's a group of Achronim who say that Nasnahi, that's just to explain the Prisha. The Pashtus, if you hold like the Rambam and the Rif, If it's Nasna he, Ba'amra he, to an Adam Chashuv, right, then it's Nasan Hu Ba'amra he, and it should be Safek. And that is the view of the, I think, preponderant view of the poskim. The question is, how could it not be that? How could the Prisha say it's not that way? What? You don't need what? No, no, that's because that's a nasna heave amar hu problem. The pashtus, right? So basically, so the Atzos Yosef himself says what Tamar just said, which is, without the amar hu, the nasna he is not a nasan hu. Which is fascinating. Why? You have to explain why. Part of the expression of respect, right, and part of the feeling of this, you know, wow, with makabal my matana, is the acknowledgement of being makabal matana. By the way, that's like a very fascinating, that's a big yisod, right? If you're going to accept somebody's gift, right, and like, you know, they're going to be very gratified that you did, you know, so also saying, acknowledging that you're accepting it is apparently like an added dimension in the Hana. So that's what the Atzos Yosef says. And that's very fascinating. Cool. However, if you ask me, right, there's a better answer to this question. Or let me say it this way. If you hold like the Bahag, I'm sorry, if you hold like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajba, then unless you say something like the Atzos Yosef, so in Ochanami, or some other thing, in Ochanami, it should be like Nosan Hu V'Yomar V'Yomrahi. Again, the Ksos himself is a different suggestion. He says, oh, you know, in many cases there's a suffix who's an Adam Chashuv. So, Nasan Hufa Amr, he's a suffix. Who's an Adam Chashuv is a suffix. You know, put it all together, you suffix yourself out of this Chashad. Okay, that's a technical answer. What the Atzos Yosef said is also a technical answer, but much more intriguing. But what I want to say is that if you hold like the Bali Tosos, which is that Nasna hi v'amar hu works for an Adam Chashuv. Not b'toras nasan hu v'amar hu. But it's an exception and it's a legitimate nasna hi v'amar hu. Right? And again, very mechudash. You know, establishing that in a way the Amira is a fact, more of a factor, the Nasina is less of a factor, or than it being an absolute factor for others. That part of the Ki'ikach and Kitilakach question is simply in the balance itself, you know, not in the details. But the point is, it isn't Nasanhu v'amrahi. It's a precarious, barely past the threshold kiddushin, despite being Nasnahi v'amar hu. So if it's Nasnahi v'amrahi, right, it's not going to work at all because there's no izun at all. So for Bali Tosus, what the Prisha says, I don't say it's Mukhrach, but I think it's very very compelling. Okay, so let's get back now, get back to the two other issues that we haven't finished exploring. One is Shtar, we were in the middle of discussing Shtar, and the other is Asukin. Okay, I see we're going to have to stop. So 5 more minutes on Shtar, because that's, especially a lot of things that we've said, we want to just... I want to look at the language of the Me'iri because it's very important. And the base, and talk about Shtar and Get, right? I still want to speak a little more about Asukim Ba'oso Inyam, although we've seen a lot of it. And then I really want to go through the Shaka Vitaria on Sunday, till Vavim Base, till Mekadesh Mevilba, and register the basic questions and some of the basic Shitos about Yadayim, Shein, Mochichos, and the Lashonos, the different Lashonos of Kiddushin.